I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. According to the Penguin Notice, Stuart Onan is the author of 11 novels and 2 works of nonfiction. He has won a number of awards, and Granton named him one of the 20 best young American novelists. Songs for the Missing is intense. The story carries the lives of a family through immense trauma, and the heartache rides with them to the end. Ed and Fran Larson have 2 daughters, Kim and Lindsay. The parents seem reasonably normal, as are the 2 teens. One night, Kim does not come home. Kim often spends time with other friends, Nina and Elise. They called themselves the 3 Amigos. They did a lot of things together, as many young women are likely to do. The story begins with an ominous description of Kim. Onan writes, "Description of the person when last seen, July 2005. It was the summer of her Chevette, of JP and letting her hair grow. The last summer, the best summer, the summer they'd dreamed of since 8th grade, the high and pride of being seniors lingering an extension of their best year. In the fall, they were gone, off to college, where she hoped by a long and steady effort she might become someone else, a private, independent person, someone not from Kingsville at all. Kim was a relatively responsible person," Onan writes. "Her new curfew was 2 o'clock, a compromise neither side liked. Her mother worked in the emergency room and thought everyone was going to die in a car crash. Her father was calmer, framing his argument in terms of insurance premiums. She needed to remember, as if she could forget, she was still living under their roof." The terror begins, Onan writes. Kim's mother was asleep. Her father was asleep. Lindsay, who'd struck out twice and made an error in second base, was asleep. Cooper snoring next to her on the bed. In the middle of the night, her father woke up to go to the bathroom and noticed a line of light under the closed door. In the morning, the light was still on. Her door was open, her bed untouched. The light in the downstairs hall was on and the outside light by the back door invisible during the day. Her car was not in the driveway. The first person her mother called was Nina. The second was JP, a friend of the girls. The third was Connie at the hospital. The fourth was the police. From this point on, the terror, which continuously takes the family and friends on a roller coaster ride, pulls the reader right along with them. At each piece of hope, followed by each disappointment, places the reader beside each hopeful phone call and each devastating and tantalizing drop. Stuart Onan's tale, Song for the Missing, deftly and precisely carried me all the way to the end. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.